Life is full of adventures in the shape of places, people, and experiences. And in retirement, it's your turn to choose what those adventures look like. Whether you want to travel, fish, hit the beach, or see grandkids, it's important to take time to connect to your dreams for retirement. Welcome to the Delaware Retirement Connection with your host, Len. As a certified life coach and certified financial planner, Lynn combines life coaching and financial advisory skills to help retirees identify and fund their life goals, hopes, and dreams to make their retirement as amazing as they want it to be. Now, here's Lynn.
Thank you for listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. This is your host, Lynn, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, here with my wife, Joyce. Hi, Joyce.
Hi, Lynn. Always nice to be with you.
Thank you for coming to the studio to talk a little bit about feeling secure. That's the theme of our program today. And talking about our theme, feeling secure, security is so reassuring. It's so calming and so just peaceful. When you think of the word secure, what comes to mind to you?
First thing that comes to mind is safety. I feel like being secure is being protected and having a safe guard kind of around me as a person or the things that are important to me, maybe my finances, maybe my work. That's kind of how it makes me feel.
So what happens or how do you feel when you're not secure?
Probably the first thing is going to be having fear. Is that, you know, fight or flight kind of feeling. You know, it'd be an emotion that definitely would come out. And just fear of the unknown.
When I think of lack of security, I think of just worry, anxiety, you know, what's going to happen. Our minds can race with this. Look at all the what-if scenarios, right? And we can just get caught up in the emotion of that. But I think a real important part of security is the idea of predictability. You know, when we have a good feeling or a good confidence, maybe that's a good way to put it, a good confidence level in what will happen, I think that's what gives us security.
You feel like you know what's going to be taking place or what's kind of going to be happening. So those expectations kind of bring in feeling secure because you have maybe anticipated or already, you know, planned out some steps that give some predictability for that.
I think the whole idea of secure is that it's obviously a very emotional, right? It's a very emotional term, right? It's not just knowing something. So as a financial planner, people know that they have X dollars in an investment account and they know how much they spend and they know how much they can afford to take from their account and be financially set for their entire life. But sometimes there's still that sense of, am I okay? There's that emotional disconnection between how they're feeling about stuff and the reality. And I think maybe one of the things that help people cement everything is the idea of control. Just, I have things set. I have things established. I'm in charge. I'm the master of this part of my universe. And so I think there's a big trust component to feeling secure because ultimately our trust is what we have our security in. So if my security is in my finances, well, I might have something in my life that has nothing to do with finance. It might be health. It doesn't matter how much money I have. I'm not able to address that. So it's really, really a trust in what I'm able to control or whoever I put my trust in to control a situation.
Yeah, sounds like an issue of faith.
Well, I guess it is. I guess, you know, faith is a big part of trust. I think there's a similar trust in faith. So maybe it's another thing. What do I put my faith in, right? And so do I put my faith in myself? Do I put my faith in my money? Do I put my faith in another person? Do I put my faith, if I'm a person who will use the word religious, if I'm a religious person, do I put my faith in God? So that really, I think, is a key determinant of security. Because it's not just, hey, I have the circumstances set, I'm able to control it. It's like, well, what if something changes? What if something I can't control? I have a lot of money. Well, what happens if whatever, you know, my investment loses all its money or the economy goes crazy or whatever. You know, there's always these circumstances that change that when what we put our trust in isn't able to perform, you know, I put my trust in myself. I have everything set. But what happens when I need some help myself? You know, so I think that's a really important component.
For me, I think that faith in God is one of those really important factors, because a lot of things that may feel like it's under my control, I have to still really relinquish and trust God in it. And so that gives me a lot of confidence that I may not have it all together, but God has the full picture ahead. And I know He's going to want it for my good, whatever it is.
That's certainly a good faith view. If you look at faith, I know, Joyce, the way you live your faith, you believe in a God who loves you, wants the best for you, is almighty, all-powerful, all-knowing, and can do all things, and connects life's situations to your good. Not everything that you come across is fantastic, but you could put your trust in God. And if you have that faith, and God is, in fact, this all-able, all-knowing, all-powerful creator that loves you, that might be a better place to be in than just yourself, trusting in yourself with your limited abilities. And of course, if I want to drive to the grocery store and get a gallon of milk, I think I got that under control. You know, I don't know if that's a real spiritual exercise, but there's so many things tied to security and feeling that things are well in our life that is outside of control. And that's where faith might come in play. So let's step away from this discussion of faith and talk about things that we trust in every day that we can't control, but still have great confidence that will work out just fine.
Well, you know, just safety in the community through our law enforcement, that's something that we, you know, assume that is always going to be there to help us. And, you know, just people in general, right? Being usually most people are good, and we can enjoy those interactions with people.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. I mean, you know, we go through life and we just assume that, you know, people are going to be civil. We're going to assume that if something happens, you know, there's police force, we have, you know, national security, that things are in control. So those are all things that we take for granted. And I think we live in a society and a culture that it's easy to do that because we had stability and we have a sense that, you know, most people we come across are good. But I think it's also a discussion here about economic security. And maybe we finish this little discussion in our segment here on our Maximizing Your Retirement program, the idea of financial security. What does that look like to you, and why is that important for Joyce?
It's important because, you know, you need finances to be able to live in life. And knowing, you know, what has been set aside to meet the needs that I have in the time frame, you know, that I need, you know, like deadlines of when things are due, those are all important factors of being, you know, financially secure.
And so there, I think we're also talking about the idea of predictability. You know what your financial situation is going to look like, the sense of control. You have financial resources to meet your needs when you need them. And that's why really financial planning is so important, because when it comes to finances, financial planning can give you a lot of that financial security. Thank you for listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. This is your host, Len. We'll be right back after a short break. Thank you for listening.
Excited for retirement? All that daydreaming can be time-consuming enough as it is. So why not get a little help with your retirement planning? Give Len a call at 302-501-7711 and see where you stand in retirement.
Retirement is more than just an end. It's a new beginning. Len Hedichuk, CEO and founder of Dedicated Financial, has been helping families for more than 30 years make their golden years truly shine. And he can do the same for you. Len's book, Maximizing Your Retirement, provides the roadmap you need for a satisfying and meaningful retirement. Packed with practical advice, you'll learn how to identify who you are and how to grow into who you want to become. Discover strategies to make your retirement enjoyable and fulfilling, and ways to align your money with what is most important to you. Transform your retirement into the amazing experience you deserve. Visit MaxAmazing.com to get your free copy of Maximizing Your Retirement and the digital workbook from Len Haydachuk today. Don't wait. Start your journey towards an incredible retirement now. That's MaxAmazing.com. Investment advisory services offered through Turner Financial Group, an SEC-registered investment advisor firm.
You're listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. If you like what you hear on today's show or have questions, drop by dedicatedfinancial.com or call 302-501-7711 to talk to Len.
We're back. Thank you for listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. This is your host, Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, here with Dave and Lori Selzberg, founders of DocuGuardian. Thanks, guys, for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much for having us here.
DocuGuardian, I think that probably has something to do with keeping documents safe. I think, how am I doing with figuring that out?
You got it. I'm glad that the name rings a bell.
Okay.
So we can give you a little bit of a background.
Sure, that's what we want.
Yeah, so DocuGuardian is an electronic document management platform. It's a solution with a specific use case aimed at adults that are proactively thinking of their end of life. I know that sounds grim, but we want to take a proactive approach and transform the way that people are thinking about it. And so what the platform is, it's a place where you can upload digitally your life estate documents. So your will, your trust, your financial documents, your life insurance documents. And then in addition, it also has the ability for you to upload a farewell video. And then finally, your family memories. So family recipes, life stories, and anything else that you would want to share with your loved ones after you're gone.
Well, it sounds like that has a great benefit for you and for those you want to leave stuff to, right? It's I think it's a win-win. And I think that would be something to help people understand better. I think it's kind of obvious, but I think we can probably press into that at least a little bit.
So what we want people to do is someone can join our platform and they join as a member. They choose a designee who will have the ability to have rights to any documents or content that they share on our website, either immediately or more likely, we're thinking, after the member passes away. So there is the ability for a member to choose when the designee would receive the content. The only thing that we really think people would want in advance of passing away is advance directives. And so, you know, to help protect someone who might be incapacitated, power of attorney, healthcare power of attorney, those living will. But then thereafter, this person that you designate then has everything that they need for your probate, for, you know, paying for your funeral, your wishes of how you want your, you know, end of life ceremony to go, your celebration of life. And our goal is so that the designee and the loved ones surrounding the designee have time to grieve instead of just picture a home and people going through the parents' drawers and cupboards looking, where did dad hide that? What did mom put that?
So just look at it practically. Let's say I'm a member of your system. Anyone's a member of your system, services. I put specific instructions in place that when I pass away, you will notify someone, the designee, how to access my records, my password, whatever you will provide to them.
They will automatically gain access. And in addition to what Lori said, you'll be able to create content as well. You could feasibly write your own obituary if you wanted to. You can create videos to individuals to be released up, after your passing. And it also comes with an AI-assisted functionality.
And how would you know to make that available? How would you know that someone passed away?
So when a member signs up, the member appoints the designee. One thing that I failed to mention that is really important is that the there's so many layers of security in DocuGuardian. So we have encrypted information, we have PINs and passwords, and we have a security provider, an MSSP, that oversees it. So just that security piece is important, and it's important to what I'm going to say to you now. So when the member signs up, at that point in time is when the member actually chooses that person. I come to DocuGuardian, I say, yep, I'm going to sign up, monthly fee, and I want to choose Dave. And as soon as I choose Dave, I am responsible as the member for letting Dave know that he has been chosen. Dave needs to sign up within, you know, however much time. We will remind this person, but the designee then becomes the responsible one to A, report the death, and B, gain access. So it's my responsibility as a member of DocuGuardian to choose someone that I trust.
Correct. And we can't stress the security enough. We have bank level security. We understand even our team, everybody internally cannot see any documents. Everything is encrypted that's uploaded and created on our site.
Well, it sounds helpful in many ways. One is, of course, the security and getting the information to folks who need that, because I can say as a certified financial planner, I work with folks who pass away, and you know, we know financial instruments that we put in place, of course, but there's sometimes if clients have a life insurance policy that they never told us about, and they'll be like, didn't mom have a life insurance policy? And we look at our records, didn't tell us anything about it. And so there's these, you know, things that just slip through the cracks.
And Len, that's a really good point, because so many people, we've spoken to so many people in doing our research for the platform. And so many people are like, oh, yeah, like we'll talk to a couple together and they'll say, oh, yeah, you know, we have that lawyer. He has our will. And then they realize, OK, that's the one maybe thing that they know. And then maybe they have a financial advisor like you. But life insurance policy, as Dave always says, they're not going to call you up and say, hey, you know, your loved one passed away. And it's just, you know, people have collected retirement accounts and 401ks, and maybe they forgot that they told you about one, Len. And so there's just a lot of bits and pieces that can, you know, scroll everywhere.
So tell us how people can get in contact with you to find out more about your services and maybe even sign up with your services.
So we have a website out there right now, which is www.docuguardian.com. You can also email us at info@docuguardian.com. And you can call us at 617-807-0660.
Should I spell that for the people?
I was going to say that.
People can get around www.docuguardian.com, DocuGuardian. DocuGuardian.
DocuGuardian. Yeah.
Correct.
And what's the phone number again?
Is 617-807-0660.
I should also mention we have information on DocuGuardian on the DelawareRetiree.com website in the business listings. You can find DocuGuardian at DelawareRetiree.com. Go to the business listing. You can find it there as well. One question that for me is really kind of pressing to ask is, how did you get started and why? Like, why this?
So that's an interesting and a great question. And it leads to other eye-opening data. But what initially happened is many years ago, we had in our own family, we had someone pass away and nobody quite knew where all the documents were. And it was a frenzy when we should have been
crying
and grieving for this loved one. Everybody was frantic. It created some family strife to try to find these documents. So we decided a long time ago that this would be a great program, something that we could create. And when COVID hit pre-vaccine, I decided to create something so my children would know where to go, because I didn't know what was going to happen here. I'm watching the news. I'm as scared as everybody else out there. And Lori and I decided we will create something that unfortunately wasn't on the most secure platform. So we decided we needed a very secure platform where we could consolidate all of our financial, insurance, everything, estate documents. So our children, and as we would jokingly say, you can now honor the awesomeness of us instead of trying to find all the documents. And I think what was really eye-opening is when we started doing the research, the data that we found, if you don't mind, I'd like to share some of that data. For instance, lost money. As Lori said, the insurance companies don't call you. Over $1 billion of insurance money, unclaimed life insurance payouts, don't get paid. They get forfeited to the state. People paid along those premiums for a long time. You want that to go to your family. $1.5 trillion in unclaimed retirement money is left unclaimed as well. I mean, wouldn't that be great that you earn that money? Wouldn't it be great to give it to somebody like Dedicated Financial Services to help you grow that money? In estate mishaps, 52% of children don't even know where their parents store their estate documents. 92% of adults, I mean, these numbers were incredible when we saw them, say it's important to discuss the end of life, but only 32% have had the conversation. And more importantly, right now, we are at the largest transfer of wealth in history. We're just at the beginning of what will amount to an estimated $84 trillion of transfer of wealth.
The baby boomers. Heirs.
Yeah, the baby boomers by 2045. So we really were amazed. And I have much more data on that, but it was really eye-opening and quite frightening what people are leaving on the table. Yeah.
And I can just say practically as a certified financial planner and a life coach, I just see how people we all know we're going to pass away, but we don't take advantage of resources available us to do the planning.
Well, Len, it's a taboo topic, right? In our society, and look, Dave and I, DocuGuardian, we're not going to transform everybody, but we really want to make some transformation where we can, and we're all going to die. So we really don't want it to be a taboo topic. If it's not taboo, then people will talk about it, and then it'll be easier to manage.
So to your point, we're not just a repository where we're securely storing all this information. We're also a helping hand. We provide a lot of resources. We'll be providing webinars from industry experts. We basically are that platform that puts our arm around you and says, you know, we understand this is uncomfortable, but we're going to help you here. You're not alone in this, and we're going to guide you through the process.
So who would be most interested in the services that you offer?
So in the broadest of scope, any adult, but to narrow it down and really who is our first target best customer, I'll tell you, Len, they live right here down in Southern Delaware. Our target customer is 55 to 75 years old. They have at least some asset, which likely somebody does. It can just be a house. It can be a whole lot of assets. They have maybe just an insurance policy from a job that they worked at that nobody even knows about. But they're 55 to 65. They've maybe only been, they may be married, they may not, but that's who we're looking for. The main person that probably isn't interested in DocuGuardian, just to be all transparent, is there's some very wealthy people that have like a family office, concierge type service. So that's probably not the best DocuGuardian customer. But on the lower end, we're going, you know, it's cross-cultural, it's cross-societal, it's cross-economic, and it's very affordable.
But I think as you would advise, anybody with assets, children or assets, should be making preparations for what's going to happen to those assets and how they're going to take care of their heirs.
And I'm sure everyone will look at, hey, there's a cost to it, and I'm sure different price points, and so people can find all that detail on your website. But
correct.
When you look at cost to anything, cost is just one part of the decision. Other part of the decision is value, right? So let's talk a little bit about your value proposition.
Our value proposition is twofold, right? We want to, well, maybe threefold. So at the highest level, it's that peace of mind, just getting people to be proactive and be able to live the life that you write about in your book, right? Where you're set up and you can live happily and do the things you want to do. But the other parts are just, it's just that as basic as it gets, uploading those documents and securing your family and letting your family remember. I mean, I've lost all of the next generation of my family. So way back when it was on paper, I don't have a lot of this ability. So if now I know that my children, they're not going to forget the recipes. They're not going to forget how we celebrated all the holidays. They're not going to forget the times that we had together, the trips we took. And there's so much that we can put within DocuGuardian, and that's what we want to do. We want to preserve someone's legacy.
To your point, it's peace of mind is our value proposition.
And I think it's also allowing the next generation to really continue that blessing package that they were born into and pass it on to the next generation. You're listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. This is your host, Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor. We'll be right back after a short break. Thank you for listening.
Enjoying the show? Check out Len's book, Maximizing Your Retirement, at maximizing.com.
Dedicated Financial has a question for you. Is your retirement inflation-proofed? Here's what we mean. In retirement, chances are you're on a fixed income with variable expenses. So how do you not run out of money when the cost of just about everything continues to go up? You inflation-proof it. Lynn and the team at Dedicated Financial can show you strategies to help combat inflation so it doesn't outpace your retirement income. Call us today at 302-501-7711 to learn more. Inflation could take a huge chunk out of your retirement savings, but it doesn't have to. With some simple planning, inflation can go from being a major disruption to a minor annoyance. Call Lynn, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, and the team at Dedicated Financial and start inflation-proofing your retirement today. 302-501-7711. That's 302-501-7711.
Investment advisory services offered through Turner Financial Group, an SEC-registered investment advisor firm. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services.
Thank you for listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. This is your host, Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, here with Lori and Dave Selzberg, founders of DocuGuardian. And we're talking about the service that they're offering retirees in coastal Delaware. And really, it's available to anybody because it's internet-based service that really helps folks who are concerned about passing their legacy on to their heirs, including both all their financial resources as well as those really important parts of who we are, the different traditions, recipes, pictures, memories that are so easily captured by digital media, but maybe not structured in a way to pass it on. And we were talking about how this is a very important service from the standpoint of passing on that information or passing on assets. But what I think you're really offering your customers is something more than just the peace of mind that you talked about in our last segment. Talk about really, what is it? What is it that you're passing on? I like to offer some of my perspectives from my process of writing my book, Maximizing Your Retirement. But what are you passing on to folks, really?
Well, first, like I said before, it's peace of mind for the member. But really, at least Dave and I are parents, right? So we're concerned about our children. We know that we're not going to be here likely to see them grow older. And we have those hopes of when we're not here of just knowing that they'll be taken care of even though we're not. So I think that's a big part of it. And so it's that family, familial, you know, deep understanding of just family faith and love and support. I'm not sure, Dave, if you have anything else to add to that.
Well, like you said, it's our legacy, it's our story as well. But Lori and I worked very hard our lives, and we have insurance policies. We'd very much want our children to benefit from this. We don't want this to get lost or forfeit to the state. So we want every cent accounted for that we worked very hard for to go to our children. And we don't want anybody else to get that unless we decide.
And that peace of mind piece, like when we say peace of mind, it doesn't just mean I can sit here and be calm today. I want to go out and enjoy my life. Dave and I love to travel. We want like our members to almost be just set aside and say, you know what, that check mark, that piece is taken care of. Mm-hmm. And I don't have to worry about it while I'm out canoeing down a river or hiking up a mountain or going to see my grandchildren. And I just think that piece, and we have a lot of features. And one of our big features is we have like alerts and reminders and a to-do list. So it really is all done because DocuGuardian is going to tell the member when there's something that needs to be done. Have you checked your estate plan? Have you looked at your will? Have you checked in with Len to see how your money is doing? You know, those kind of things.
There are certain documents that have expiration dates. And so you don't have to, if it's in a box somewhere in your attic, you're probably not going to look at it. And it's hard to manage that and keep in touch with it. So we do that for you.
One thing I think is very important is the concept of legacy, you know, what you're passing on. And I'm just going to be a little criticizing about the word. I'm not a big fan of the word legacy because to me, it talks a little bit too much about finances. Usually it's a word of financial services and passing on money. But I want to really expand understanding. It's not just passing on money.
I agree.
It's passing on, continuing the impact, you continue who you are in an impact. But I'm actually going to take it one step further. You're really passing on yourself.
Correct. That's right? That's absolutely correct.
Right. So, when we say legacy, maybe we should have defined that from the beginning. So I thank you for you know, broadening the definition. But that's what we're talking about. We're not talking about just your money.
Yeah. And right. it's not a conversation for you all. It's a conversation for our listeners that when you leave things to others, you leave yourself. Mm-hmm. You leave your footprint. And it's not just the money you leave your children. It's not just the memories you leave. It's that the impact you made on that cashier at the grocery store, that server at the restaurant, right? Mm-hmm. We're touching people. And I think for people to tap into that, I'm leaving myself to others and I don't want to deprive, I think that's a very good word, deprive my loved ones who want the fullness of me to be passed on to them.
Absolutely. That's exactly what we're trying to achieve. So it does go much further past just finances and insurance. Those are critical areas. But yes, it defines you. Again, we talked about how you can leave your own story. You can create your own videos for whoever they can hear you, see you forever, for as long as they want.
The concept of identity, I think, is very, very important. I talk about it in my book, Maximizing Your Retirement. It's available on maximizing.com, or you can, of course, purchase the book at Amazon.com. We're proud it's international bestseller. But feel free just to go to maximizing.com, get a free download of the book. I'd be happy to send you a copy. And tell our listeners again how they can get in contact with DocuGuardian.
Yep. So again, you can email us at info@DocuGuardian.com, and that's DocuGuardian, DocuGuardian, info@DocuGuardian.com. You can visit our website where you can sign up for more information there at www.DocuGuardian.com, or you can call us at 617-807-0660.
Let's get back to the whole idea of security. And when you're talking about protecting your finances. Finances just isn't a chunk of money in the case that you're leaving your loved ones. It's really much more than just a dollar amount of your estate. Given your background, what you're doing, and just being so aware of the importance of passing things on to the next generation, whoever you leave your assets to, what do you see as money representing that is so valuable to your heirs?
I can answer the question, just especially just personally from us. I mean, Dave and I are hard workers, right? We're founding this business. We've worked our life for this money. It goes back to what we just talked about. It's who we are. I mean, we're workers, and we worked hard to get the money, and we want it to be enjoyed. We prioritize travel in our lives. We don't have the nicest car, but we've traveled, and we like experiences, and the experiences and our home and everything comes from the money for me, it's about hard work and working and passing that on to my kids. I don't know, Dave, if you have any other.
And letting our kids utilize what we worked for, what we leave, to enjoy what they want to enjoy and to carry on our. They love to travel because we love to travel, and we get excited every time they go anywhere. We'd love for them to keep that going. That makes us. Brings a joy to our heart every time they travel a little bit.
And it's giving a gift,
right?
It's giving our loved ones a gift, not just here's the money, but this is from our heart. This is from us. This is what we want to give to you.
Right.
And, you know, when they go on travels that they tap into the resources that you left them, it's like, oh, this you know, my mom and dad, oh, golly, it wouldn't be great if they were here. Oh, you know, I wonder if they ever went here, you know? That continues that. The value system, you know, and the passions that you have for life and in the ways you live out your life to them. And so that's really part of giving yourself.
It really is. I am an avid skier. They know how much I love skiing, and they love it in turn. And I know that when we're gone, they're going to go skiing, and there's no way they're not going to think about it.
And we do that right now with my parents. I'll say, you know, to the kids, you know, my father left you something, because we still have, you know, some money from him. And it's nice to every time we take from it, it's a gift from him.
We talked a little bit about this, but just bluntly, how do you help make people's lives better?
One word, organization. People aren't organized in this part of their life. People, like I said, taboo topic. So that's how we actually bring that to them and say, it's time. Get yourself in order. That's what it is. It's just, yeah.
One thing that we realize, and it happened to us, and we can't be the only ones. We know we're not the only ones because we've talked to a lot of people, is just wrapping your head around getting everything in order. The daunting task of pulling all the pieces together, as we said, your finances, your insurance, your estate documents, your recipes, all the family heirlooms, all that stuff. It's an extremely daunting idea, let alone even doing it. And so that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to make this easier for someone to do that.
Yeah, you know, I want to add to that, if I may. You know, I have this concept I call emotional energy. Mm-hmm. And it may not be physically hard to do that. It's what it takes. But it's just like you got to just bear down and like just do like, oh, God, I got to do this. Mm-hmm. Oh, so hard. But when you have a system and process, you're following someone who's gone through all that hard work to think it through and just, did that. That was easy. Just check it off.
That's exactly it. For instance, you know, if you had a safe and the kids don't know where they're going, it's all right there. As I said to my children, you just have to go right here. That's it. Yeah. One stop and everything is there for you.
So, Len, I'm educated as an attorney, but most of my career I worked as a project manager. And what project managers do is they take a big, daunting task and we chop it up into smaller milestones that you can achieve. And that's what this is. Just check the list, done, and then you're complete.
And we provide that checklist.
What would you tell our listeners who are generally not motivated to take steps to plan the details of their future and make sure they're safeguarding their intentions? Because that's what it is, safeguarding mm-hmm. what they want to happen, whether or not they use your services.
So when we first started out with DocuGuardian back last year, or longer ago, I imagined, I had like a before and after picture, and I had this picture of just people in a house with like papers strewn everywhere and just a mess, and literally like the family members and loved ones just going through drawers and just searching for things. And I think that's what it is. It's the after picture. That's just your family just not having that part of the heartache. And it's gone.
But do you think it's motivating? I mean, I
do.
I'm not arguing, because you know, the statistics are pitiful how poorly people are prepared for. Like, I think less than 50% of the people have a will. I mean, it's
correct.
Like, we all know we're going to die and, you know, and we die without a will or all those things. What can you tell people to motivate them to just go ahead and take care of it?
I'll give you a great example as well as what Lori just said is I have a box in my attic that's been in, and you know, down in Delaware, it gets very hot up there. And the document, their journals my father kept of when I was a child and we did these activities together. And over time, we've had floods in our house. They've been damaged. The heat has now hurt the pages. I can upload these now and preserve them forever. Mm-hmm. And I look at some of these journals and I'm very saddened when I see the damage that's been caused by keeping the physical documents. And so that's another way, and it's preserving my father, right? It's preserving my father's legacy as well as mine at the same time. And it's something I can look back with at any time.
I'm just thinking, not being your business, that if you were to ask someone, Dave, Lori, why don't you just, you know, the stuff that you're keeping, why don't you just take a match and light and burn it up? They'd say, what, you crazy? Burn up this money? Burn up this box? Like, I would never do that. And I would say, yeah, but Lori and Dave, if you don't take steps to preserve that, mm-hmm. isn't that just
same
like
thing.
The equivalent of putting a match to
good
it
point.
Sometime down the future?
Right.
And I think that is the concept of not preserving it,
right.
is what is a loss. Just the horrific loss of huge dollars, a life lived well.
Right. Some things
that stopped with you.
Yeah.
And some things you can't put a value on.
I love Len's analogy.
I love how you said that.
Yeah.
And some things you can't put a value on.
Do you want
like
a job
I said,
well, I appreciate it. We're doing the impact we can. It's my pleasure speaking to your lives. And the last word for our listeners, whether they use their services or not, what steps should they take to make a lasting difference when they're no longer here?
Well, I think the first thing to do is, and again, I mentioned this before, how daunting the idea of getting your affairs in order is you have to start somewhere. You have to at least start somewhere. Even if you don't do the whole thing, you've got to start somewhere. I'm very glad that I was able to, and it took me time to get through it all. And again, DocuGuardian's goal is to now help them get through it. So they don't have to go through what I went through. That's the goal. But I would say start with organizing right away and trying to make sure you want your children to know where everything is. You want
Your loved ones,
I should say, to know where everything is. So just start with one. And it's almost like, you know, it's analysis paralysis in a way. You stare at it. You don't do anything.
Just do it.
Just get in and start with that one. Whether it's uploading a last will and testament, just that, anything will help. Even just giving contact information to your children without organizing anything. So they know where to go, or your loved ones, I should say.
Think about the future, even if you don't want to.
Right. Think about the future. You worked very hard for what you have.
So I think maybe just saying decide it's important and decide to do it.
Correct.
And connect with you or someone else that can help you get to that place where things are set up.
The one thing we know is we're not going to be here forever. And so, yeah, it's just start somewhere.
You're listening to Dave and Lori Selzberg, founders of DocuGuardian. We'll be right back after a short break. Thank you for listening.
If you want to catch more of Lynn's Maximizing Your Retirement, tune in Sundays at noon on Channel 47, ABC News.
Are you approaching retirement and wondering how to make the most of it? Lynn Haydachuk of Dedicated Financial can help. He's assisted countless families navigate the complexities of retirement. In his book, Maximizing Your Retirement, he shares the secrets to a satisfying and meaningful retirement, as well as practical guidance to make it not just enduring, but truly enjoyable and fulfilling. You'll learn how to align your money with what matters most to you, strategies on how to grow into who you are and want to become, and actionable steps to achieve your life goals, hopes, and dreams to ensure your retirement is as enjoyable and fulfilling as possible. Your retirement should be the capstone of your life. Lynn Haydachuk can help you get there. Get a free copy of Maximizing Your Retirement and the digital workbook at maxamazing.com. Maxamazing.com. Investment advisory services offered through Turner Financial Group, an SEC registered investment advisor firm.
You're listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. If you like what you hear on today's show or have questions, drop by dedicatedfinancial.com or call 302-501-7711 to talk to Len.
We're back. Thank you for listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. This is your host, Len. And our theme is feeling secure. And when I think of secure, I really have to focus on the idea of peace. Peace is one of the core soul needs in a maximizing your retirement system, the structure we've developed to help people experience enjoyment and fulfillment in retirement. We look at identity, life purpose, love, and peace as the four core soul needs. Peace is what the result is when we have security. Now, of course, we could experience peace even when we don't feel secure. Peace is something that we experience, not something that we accomplish. And sometimes security, quite frankly, is something that we strive to achieve. So we're looking at security of having good health. We look at the security of our home. We look at the security of our finances. We look at the security of our loved ones. And when we have this concept of security, what we're always looking at is how do we control the outcomes, and that sense of control that no matter what happens, we have it figured out, we have it mapped out, gives us a sense of predictability and that things are really, really going to be fine. But the fact of the matter is there are many things outside of our control, both in our ability to understand what the future might look like and also our ability to affect it. Because even if we know what something might be, we still might not be able to change the direction of that outcome in a way that's favorable. So when we look at the need for peace ultimately cannot be achieved through security of our own efforts, but it's really a perspective
that we have that everything will be okay regardless of those outcomes, regardless of our ability to affect those outcomes, and regardless of whether we're able to project what those outcomes will be, and so that in all circumstances, we will have that sense of wellness. So security, when we look at security, sometimes what we're trying to do is avoid the opposite, the fear of the unknown or the fear of what things will be like that we maybe don't know, but we anticipate could be. And it's not so much we want security as we don't want all the negatives that are the opposites of security. And so the avoidance of pain is what drives us. Well, similarly, when we look at the concept of peace, peace is not simply the absence of chaos and hardship and discord and warring. It's really a transformational view that we are in a good place. We have an established sense of wellness despite the circumstances, despite what's going on around us if they're not according to our liking. Because there are things we can't control, but we can have a perspective that things are fine or we're okay with them. That's maybe a better way to look at it, that we're okay with them even if they're not okay. And so when we recognize that we do not have enough power to fix all our situations, all our circumstances, we need to really search for those, I'll call alliances, that we can find security in. And so trust is a big part of the security, and it becomes increasingly more important the more we realize we are not in control. When we look at just the world around us, you know, we do have a sense of security and trust in maybe the doctors that take care of us, that if we have a health concern or maybe we have a current health issue, that our doctor's taking good care of us. We have a sense of security from our loved ones that surround us, that they're there for us when we need them. We have a trust and security in our society, that we have a sound economic structure, that we're going to have the ability to go to the store tomorrow, buy food, that our electricity will be available to keep us warm. Our police will be there to protect us. And so the reason I mention this is just that idea that there are many things that are not under our control that we have a trust factor for. So feeling secure has a sense of trust, just like feeling peace has a sense of trust that we need to really be aware of, that it's not just something that it's all on us, but there are these great important sources of security, sources of peace that we align our thoughts with, that we rely on and align our mental being with. We all want peace, but we need to recognize that peace is more than the equivalent of the absence of fear and strife and all the things that war against our soul, but an overwhelming, transcending sense that things are okay whether or not they really are. I'm a person of faith, and so for me, I have a faith in a loving, all-powerful, almighty God that cares for me, that watches over me, that has my best interests in mind, even when I don't recognize that's the case, even when I'm maybe not happy with the way things are going. Maybe, if I'm honest, maybe I'm angry at God because things were not fair, not just, and He's the author of righteousness. But there are folks who don't have that sense of faith in God. They may not believe in God. They may not believe in a powerful God. They may not see God as a loving God. Well, I think a question for folks who have that mindset is, we cannot control everything. We have to be mindful of that we do have to put our faith and trust in something outside ourselves that ultimately we have a faith in, a confidence in, and our faith and confidence in that is only as good as what we put our faith and confidence in to seeing us through. So I had mentioned that peace is not something we achieve, but we experience. It is not an issue of control, but an issue of acceptance. And it's not to say that we have to accept everything, but it is an understanding that when we have acceptance, that gives us peace because of trust, not just in our current situation, but our future. And that is why, for me, faith is so important to not just myself, to all humans. We all have a faith in what's going to happen in the future. I think when we're honest with ourselves, we don't know what's going to happen from the beginning to the end. We don't know how we'll be able to control something or not. Today, I could have a health issue that will prevent me from being in control. And so I have to recognize that there's more than just my ability to control, more than my ability to impact and steer life in the direction I want. And I'm not talking exclusively about religion, but a faith that is a means of coping with things that don't go according to plan, a faith in the sources of security around us, and a faith that we do have the ability to have peace even when we can't control situations and circumstances. Even when we don't feel secure, we can feel at peace. In my book, Maximizing Your Retirement, I have a chapter 11 called Peace. And in that, I talk about transcending peace. You can get a copy of the book at maximizing.com. You can get a free download of it. I'll be happy to send you a copy of my book. I'll even autograph it for you, like, or you can purchase it on Amazon.com. We're proud that it's an international bestseller. But in this chart I created, I think is a helpful picture representation of what I call transcending peace. And we go through life with different circumstances, with different relationships that really we press into. We think about how we're dealing with life. And when we have these different circumstances, these different situations, that's the outer circle of circumstances and situations. We have good circumstances and we have bad circumstances. We have good situations, we have bad situations. But ultimately, the peace we experience is really dependent on how we process those circumstances and situations. So if we have this concept of transforming peace, whether that is in our thought that we have the ability to change our circumstances or the ability to change a situation or that will work out for the best because of positive thinking or faith in a power stronger than ourselves that's worthy of our trust, it's this transforming peace that allows us to experience peace in each and every circumstance, in each and every situation, because we have a trust that things will work out even though they're not predictable, even though they're not understanding it, whether that's our own ability, our own coping mechanism, faith and trust in a power or source stronger than us that might be of this world, it might be a spiritual source. That transforming power is what gives us peace. But we just need to be sure that that force or that power or that strength, whether it's us or something bigger than us outside of us, is something worthy to put our trust and confidence in, which in turn will help us feel secure. Thank you for listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. This is your host, Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor.
Leonard P. Haydachuk is an investment advisor representative of Turner Financial Group and offers advisory services through this SEC-registered firm. He also offers insurance products and services in Delaware as an individual licensed and appointed insurance agent and through Dedicated Financial.